This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Anthropog?
Yeah. You know, that's bullshit. That's bullshit because now everybody thinks all you're doing is fucking cars. It's foreign fucking cars, okay? I don't deal with foreign fucking cars and new foreign fucking cars, okay? There could be a Hantaplug out there. Who the fuck cares?
Hantaplug?
Exactly. You know, it's like when there's fucking things like, you know, there's you know, I pay attention to muscle cars, cars that fucking matter, or classics. There could be a Hantaplug. I saw parts. Did you know that there's a tire sensor that lets you know your tires are low?
Yeah.
Nowadays?
You don't have one in your new car?
No.
I have them in the Shelby.
Right.
And the front left consistently gets loose.
Yeah.
And it looks like I need air in my tires.
Yeah, no, my 07, my FJ does not have that, and my 63 does not have that.
Well, the 63 definitely does.
Yeah, I mean, it has seatbelts were an option back then. They weren't a requirement.
Yeah.
You know, my 63 Oldsmobile had no seatbelts. Period.
Hantaplug?
Hantaplug.
So you're getting your balls busted about it?
Oh, yeah. People are like, oh, you're not a car guy. Oh, go fuck yourself. I'm not a car guy because of one stupid thing.
Now, who said that? One person or 100 people?
A couple people said it, yeah.
Like two or three?
Oh, you're a car guy?
Like, what are we talking about? Two or three?
Two, three, four.
Where, on Facebook?
Yeah, various.
Okay, so 33,000 followers.
Right.
And three people.
Well, you know what, though? When you're a car person, it registers. Like, even one person saying that.
But, AJ, you know what they did? They found where the button is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, my God.
What?
So I wanted to see what AJ was talking about, so I just went onto the PLR Facebook page where we posted the video of him at Napoli.
Oh, okay.
Now I know what he's talking about because one guy, James, said, "You are a car guy who knows nothing about cars. That's why you have a fake car."
That's a new one.
And then this other guy wrote, "Oh, this just happened an hour ago. Very surprised by lack of knowledge."
Do me a favor. Type back, go fuck yourself.
All right, so the PLR Facebook page has like 150,000 followers.
Right.
So whatever the comments are there, it's a very, very small percentage of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always right? it's always the morons. But I bet you it's got even old cars.
But this is why you have high blood pressure. These are people who, you know.
They don't matter. They shouldn't matter.
AJ, what happens when you email or respond to them? They're usually.
Oh, man, just kidding.
Just kidding.
Oh, I was kidding, man. Just busting
They're
your balls.
Just busting your
Missed
balls.
Missed your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They listen every day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll relax.
They're having fun with it.
It just
this is why you're on high blood pressure medicine.
Okay.
All right.
When is medical marijuana become available? Yeah, never mind. available for that.
I love you so much.
So that's an off-air flubble that you get to have now.
Right.
That's all yours.
Exactly. Make a ringtone out of it.
Right. It's a special edition.
I can tell Phil has more.
Podcast flubble.
Yeah, so Steve commented on the Chaz and AJ posting of the video. "I never thought parts counter guy was a fit for him. I was thinking more of a podiatrist who always gives his patients a creepy vibe, like way too into his job."
Oh, Steve Silverbrush wrote that.
No.
He knows the last
How do you know the guy's name?
Steve Silverbrush.
Nope. Ryan Smith.
Silverbrush.
Whatever. Fuck him.
Whatever. Same thing.
Yeah,
douchebag.
Who gives a shit? Yeah.
No come.
Right.
Hey, people are interested in what you're doing.
Right.
They either super love you or like having fun with you.
Right. Yeah. Right. There's a way to have fun, though, without being a douche. So learn that one, people.
Yeah, but you're dealing with the internet, too.
This is true, yeah. Everybody's a badass on the internet.
Yeah. Right.
They're all internet tough guys.
Wow. I like how you know their names, though.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Silverbrush?
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing ever.
Silverbrush or...
Why, has he said something about you in the past?
Yeah.
Like, he's a regular commenter?
Oh, one guy I totally nuked, and you know him. He's a crazy-ass guy from friggin' West Haven.
Yes! We were just talking about him today.
Ray
Lockhart!
I already vaporized him from the Chaz and AJ page, because he writes, there's a way to do things, but when you're calling me gay boy and shit like that and being a complete dick, then I go DEFCON 6. Boof. Yeah, you're nothing but a vapor. So I nuked him already.
Nothing but a vapor.
And I nuked him from the PLR page also.
Really?
Yeah.
And if I see that, and you know what? I'm going to run into him in West Haven, and I'm going to, when he says to me, going, "Oh, hey, how you doing?" I'm going to try and say, "Why are you calling me gay boy, you asshole?" I'm going to flat out.
My thought would be not to be that aggressive.
No.
But it's funny when you see them, or him.
Yeah.
They act like the best friend, like you haven't been reading everything they've been writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't just comment on the PLR Facebook page. He also comments on the West Haven the way it is community page, which I've joined.
Really? Why? Is it crazy?
It's crazy because everybody like posts about all these crazy things happening in West Haven, and he is like the number one commenter.
Really?
He's got nothing else to do.
Who has the time? Well, I was thinking of that when this 18-year-old girl calls today from this PER project.
Yeah. They're a cat rescue.
A cat rescue. And says she's been having interactions with AJ on Instagram. Yeah. I'm like, who the fuck has time to have interactions with just random people?
Right. I don't know.
And the interaction you got was the entire interaction. It happened like one day. You know, it's not like a series of things. It's like it was like one day. Like I made one comment. She mentioned them, like the cats. I turn around. I'm like, oh, my cat just kidding around. And it was like, it ended up being like, that was it. But we haven't been interacting like, it was like weeks. It was like one time. Iguana spit. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, but it's amazing. It is. It really is.
No, I mean, I think it's interesting. You're, you know, going back and forth with an 18-year-old on Instagram.
I didn't know she was 18. To be honest with you,
they all say it.
People just.
I had no idea that's she was 18.
You're usually in cuffs when you're saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
She told me she was 18.
Yeah. No. We talked about cats, and you saw the entire interaction.
Yeah.
That was it.
You said I left my brain in my pants.
It was like, yeah, I left my brain in my other pants. Like, I left my wallet in my other pants. It was a joke.
Right.
You know? So, but she goes, I left my head in my pants. No.
No brain.
I even said, that does not sound like what I said. And you found what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just amazing. Here comes Phil again.
No. Yeah, he found something.
I was looking.
He's got that smirk.
No, I was just laughing because they just got so mad.
Yeah. All right. What else is going on, Pam?
I was very excited to meet Steve Renazzisi today.
Yeah, well, me and Phil met.
Oh, the guy I'm seeing, yes.
The guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes.
We have to come up with a fake name for him, right?
I know. It could
Mr.
be.
Mr. X? The X?
I don't want him to be Mr. X.
She does not
X.
want him to be an X. Mr. Man.
Yeah, Mr. Man's good.
Mr. Man.
All right, Mr. Man.
Very nice man.
Sounds like a puppet. Mr. Man.
Sounds like a name of my sex toy.
Like a hand puppet. No, I thought that was Titan 2000.
Is that the name of your sex toy?
No, it's not.
No, what is the name of your sex
Titan
toy?
Titan 2000.
No, come on.
The 220 volt.
Just give me that and I'll leave Mr. Man alone.
And
okay,
intruder.
Okay. it's, I call it the...
the hammer.
It's called the PPP. And it's each P stands for something. And the color of it is purple.
All right, so the purple.
The purple.
Pussy.
Pussy pounder.
Pleaser.
Triple P.
Why don't you know what you use the name it?
I'll just say, oh, PPP.
Right.
Why don't you just call what you used to call it?
Well, who are you talking to about it?
To Mr. Man. Like, we'll have conversation, you know, just joking around conversations.
Why don't you just call what you used to call all the time? Illegal documented worker.
Oh, yeah, that's Mr. X.
Right, that's Mr. X, yeah. Triple P.
Right.
Yep. I love it. All right, you have a quiet weekend this weekend?
Quiet, yeah. Last weekend was crazy, so I'm happy that I have nothing planned.
Just you and Titan 2000.
Phil's going to a wedding.
Yep, my third this year already.
Oh, my God. You
Phil, just by the way, just so you know, is still searching Facebook and the internet for something.
We need something. That's what the intern should work on.
So... you gave me something for him to work on, but I was going through Iguana Spit's Instagram and she posted a link, like a screenshot of her sharing a link to her Facebook page of, it looks like she made the news and I'm trying to find the article and think I did, but I'm trying to find the information.
Oh, that's great.
I just need like another minute.
It's probably like about a cat project.
Well, I even see this girl's face, I walk in the Phil studio and I see a video playing from her Instagram. Where she has a gerbil in her boobs.
Yeah, I never heard that.
In her shirt, and it's like crawling around her boobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, guy's eyes doesn't know like what's happening. So if there's boobs, they just go, oh, boobs.
Right to it.
Yeah. All right, I'm in.
I'm pretty sure.
And then the brain
too,
catches up. It's like, you should not be watching this. She's young.
Right.
Right.
She's 18 though, so it's all right.
She is legal. But my eyes went. I'm like, oh, this is like I could watch this all day. There's like a thing crawling around, like inside and around boobs. I'm like, very entertaining.
Right.
And I was like, oh, wait, what am I doing?
Like the Olympics.
Stop, stop, stop. I can't.
Stop.
I can't.
Stop.
Stop it.
So this must have been her April Fool's prank. So you can, there's a website where you can post like what looks like a news story and then a photo of yourself.
Oh.
So she did that and screenshotted it and then posted it to her, I guess, Facebook page or whatever. And then you click on it and it says you've been pranked.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the headline.
18-year-old girl hits on radio dude.
17-year-old on the run after stealing 15 iguanas, 23 cats, 4 dogs, 6 sugar gliders, 2 frogs, 3 birds, and 12 chickens.
Sugar gliders are the cutest things I've ever seen, and I would steal them.
I ordered the ones from a donut shop.
This is who you're communicating with on Instagram, AJ.
One time, and she instigated about the cats.
I'm sorry, but you're a crazy magnet.
I am a crazy magnet. I will admit to, yes.
If you're
a nutbag, feel free to hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, because you'll just find me anyway, so fuck it.
Right, do you like you're sending out a bat light, a bat beacon to crazy people.
I gotta change the bulb.
The batty bat beacon.
You gotta smash the bulb and not put it in again.
Or the candle.
I forget the word you like to use. I know it's not midget, but she's also legally a midget because she's apparently 4'10".
Oh, she doesn't have midget quality. Like,
that would mean I'd be nuts over her.
Ugh.
Come on. Comedy, folks. Where'd you go?
Just wanted to let that one sit out there and stink up for a little while.
All right. Open the window, will you, please? All right. So it wasn't this one. Hey, Babe Ruth didn't hit home runs all the time either.
No. And every major comedian we've had in here has given you credit for, one, being very, very fast and very witty, but also for just never giving up.
Nope.
Like constantly swinging.
Yep.
Constantly.
Women give him the same 2 compliments.
Exactly. I'm constantly swinging.
Especially 18-year-olds on Instagram.
And it's amazing how many times I strike out.
2 boobs and a gerbil up.
I got to see the video. I never saw the video.
You got to see it. I'll watch it again. Yeah, it's weird.
I'll find it later.
You know, whatever.
He'll find it at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So an 18-year-old is legal, by the way. So it's...
If aim was going
it's
on,
weird,
yeah.
But
yeah.
You wouldn't get arrested.
Yeah, no, it's just about Cast a Purr Project.
And how about Bob? Catch a Bob taking it way too seriously.
Bob,
today.
It's a comedy show.
What was the deal with that?
I don't know.
Was he serious?
That's the
I think he was. He thinks that like something is going on with AJ and that girl, but there isn't.
Right.
AJ, stay away from me. Love your wife. Have some more ketchup, Bob.
All right, I mean, buzzkill Bob.
To Pam's point, this is a guy who listens to every word, every minute of the show. Hears that we're just making jokes all the time. It's all about, it's called comedy, guy, right? Hears this happening. Hears that it's maybe like a little bit awkward because it's happening live. Like we're trying to figure this all out.
Yeah.
And it calls in, oh, AJ, I'm so worried about you. You got to know what's important in life. And it's like,
Love your wife. Well, when you're on the radio, it's like a bus traveling down the road. People are getting on and off constantly.
Yeah. Mm.
There are some people who just stay on the bus, so they know everything that's going on. Yeah. And then there are people who just walked on the bus, and they hear something like that. They're like, wow, what the fuck did I just miss? Did AJ break up with his wife? Is he with an 18-year-old now?
Exactly, yeah. And no and no.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Everything's still happy at home.
Everything's great. I got Marshall. I got my car. I cut the lawn on Saturdays. We're good.
And you didn't mention your wife.
You forgot to mention
her. Marshall. I got my car. And I mow the fucking lawn. But...
Again, I said everything's good.
I love how he says shit without saying shit.
Right?
That was him saying something, but he didn't say anything wrong.
I'm crafty.
That was crafty. I'll give you that.
So what we did find is that Isabel is definitely a character. So I grabbed her number. So I feel like anytime there's another story in the news with some kind of an animal, just call Isabella the cat girl.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a week of animal talk, too.
Oh, my God. And I love that Steve Randazzisi was on my side with those fucking Canadian evil bitches.
Jesus.
The fucking geese. Every time it comes up, you keep thinking, like, it's going to happen today. This is going to be the time
but
mention
Phil,
it.
But, Phil, you're so fucking crazy about these things.
They're
evil. You
would
think that somebody would say, that's a horrible thing
they're
to say.
They're fucking evil.
I mean, you basically said you'd take one by the neck and beat another one to death.
You did. You did.
You would kill a goose with a goose.
I said that I would line them all up and snap all of their necks individually with my bare hands.
And no one called you out on that.
And then you said, if there was one in the studio right now, what would you do? And I said, I would punt it against the wall until it died.
Right.
Yeah.
What if, like, we brought in cute little fuzzy baby geese, and what would you do?
They can live for a month until they become an adult, and then I'll stomp them out, too.
See, he says this shit, and I'm like, oh, this is the one.
Yeah.
Now everyone's going to go bullshit. here we go.
Where's the science?
And
where's
nothing.
Nothing. Because here's the thing. Nothing. People call up and say, yeah, me too.
Right.
Like fucking Steve Ranazzisi.
Telling you.
What the fuck?
It's just the Canadian. That's all that it is. That's the. I'm fine with all the other animals. Just the Canadian geese.
Mm. Jesus.
Get them out of here. Get them out.
Get them out. Get them out.
Get them out. Get them out. Anything else going on? Anyone want to talk about?
Meh.
No? Go ahead.
Say what? It.
Say it.
No, we're good.
You're
no,
thinking of something.
You have something.
Yeah, I'm going to say it for the air.
What, no, no.
What, Comedy Saturday?
No.
The spider?
The spider thing.
Oh, okay.
No, I almost wrecked my truck because of the spider.
Yeah.
Right. So I'll say it for the air.
Yeah, we'll do it
teaser.
On
teaser.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Teaser. Yeah, now listen to the show on Monday.
Yeah. Not sure we're going to do it Monday, but it's on. It's in rotation.
Or at some point next week.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you, everybody, for calling. And again, thanks for the Veterans Gala.
Yes, thank you so much.
Great.
I don't think we really got it. This is the first one since we've had the Veterans Gala.
Yeah, it was last week.
I got to tell you, it's really like family.
Yeah.
It really, I mean, not like, it is family.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in there and everybody's like, congratulations, where's Jennifer? And, you know, you just feel like you're a part of something bigger than yourself. And it's just a great feeling.
Right.
I have members of my family who I love dearly. And then there's this outer ring of fucking crazies that I don't talk to anymore.
Yeah.
But it's really nice to have this core of family. You get to pick your friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and these people are just great.
Thank you.
It was really nice.
And you know what? Also on that one, thank you very much for the compliments on my stand up that I did that night.
Yep.
So thank you very much.
Yeah. And I got my Yingling black and tan.
Right. The other one's mine.
Yes.
The Ambers? Oh.
The Ambers.
Ooh.
So we're going to, you know, sample these all weekend and
Yingling.
Report back on Monday.
The Yingling weekend.
I'm not expecting you to bring back any leftovers. I think the black and tan is the better one there.
Yeah.
I like definitely. Haven't had that one yet.
Oh, yeah. If you guys want some, I'll give you some right now.
I'm going to divvy mine up with them because I'm not going to drink all 12 beers.
Yeah.
So I'll divvy mine up with them.
All right.
I might.
Well, thanks for listening. Please follow us on social media and especially on the iTunes. That's a big one. If you can listen to the podcast, comment on them, and then share them with people, it's a big deal. So we appreciate all of that. Thank you very much. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye-bye.
Pam's over there.
See ya.
Phil's over there.
Later.
Thank
PPP
you.
PPP says bye, too.
Ew.
Put that away.
The lights are flickering.
That's so gross.
We're
that's
going
so gross.
To give a prize to the first person who calls Monday and acknowledges PPP. But doesn't say what it is. Just says, like, hey to Triple P. All right?
Subtle.
Triple P.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.